Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for our film review. It's just the one this week, The Girl in the Spider's Web. When a scientist employs her to steal his work from the Americans, Lisbeth Salander finds herself pulled into a dark and violent web of intrigue after mysterious forces take the data, torch her apartment, and leave her for dead. With her old friend, journalist Michael Blomqvist, acting as an unlikely ally, Lisbeth must go on a perilous journey to find her attackers, protect the scientist's young son, and get back what was taken from her. As the net tightens, she is drawn ever deeper back into the shadows of her own mysterious past. The bad men of the world take on Lisbeth Salander at their own peril, but for those who need a new kind of hero, the voiceless and the vulnerable, she's that righteous, volatile rebel we may need now more than ever. In this clip, Lisbeth Salander, played by Claire Foy, finds herself face to face with her estranged sister Camilla, played by Sylvia Howicks, who has captured her and Blomqvist.
I've imagined this moment for so long. I had the whole speech prepared.
I don't care. Just shoot me.
Shoot you?
You're my sister. Someone always has to carry the pain, Libby. Now it's your turn.
Claire Foy and Sylvia Howicks in The Girl in the Spider's Web. Now, you'll remember that there were three films originally made by the Swedish, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl with the Hornet's Nest. Then they were remade, or the first one was remade, with Daniel Craig playing Michael Blomqvist and Rooney Mara playing the role of Lisbeth Salander. That was made, I think it was 2011, and it was this big production that was supposed to herald a series of remakes. But for one reason or another, certainly not the box office, because that was great, but for one reason or another, the remakes of the other two didn't come. And so this film takes place using the same characters created by Stieg Larsson, who wrote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and the sequels. But he died before these were written, so someone else has written them, and this picks up. So this film hasn't been made before. I certainly think that Claire Foy and Sylvia Howicks and the rest of the cast capture the darkness that surrounds the various characters in the film. And once you get used to the fact that different actors and actresses are playing the parts that other ones have taken previously and that you're used to, it's a really good film. And so if you can watch it when you're at a hospital, then do. And if you're already out of hospital or never went there in the first place and you're listening to this on a podcast, go and watch it. It's actually quite good. Long, but good. And that's my film review this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.